Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The White House Monday launched a new defense of President Donald Trump's immigration order. The order temporarily bans entry into the country from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. The administration points out that only a tiny fraction of foreigners entering U.S. territory since Friday have been affected by the travel ban. Meanwhile, Acting Attorney General Sally Yates, a temporary holdover from the Obama administration, ordered the Justice Department not to defend the order in court. Opponents are calling the plan a Muslim exclusion order. The White House says it does not actually target Muslims, but describes it as a series of precautionary steps needed to keep America safe. Here is spokesman Sean Spicer.
I think this has been blown way out of proportion and exaggerated. Again, you talk about in a 24-hour period, 325,000 people from other countries flew in through our airports, and we're talking about 109 people.
Not everyone seems to agree with that assessment, as criticism mounts against the plan. Rights groups are vowing to take legal action to stop it. Congressional Democrats carrying candles gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington to express their opposition. Earlier, though, Senate Republicans blocked an effort by Democrats to overturn the order. It emerged Monday that some State Department employees and U.S. diplomats opposed to Mr. Trump's order have circulated what they called a dissent channel memo against it. President Trump has signed an executive order cutting regulations on businesses. He also says he will announce a Supreme Court nominee late Tuesday. The 9-member Supreme Court has had one vacant seat since the death last year of Justice Antonin Scalia. This is VOA News. African nations included in the temporary U.S. immigration ban are expressing disappointment. Anita Powell has a report from the African Union Summit in Addis Ababa.
The outgoing head of the African Union Commission, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, says the new American immigration ban not only affects Libya, Somalia, and Sudan, but all African nations.
The very country to whom our people were taken as slaves during the transatlantic slave trade have now decided to ban refugees from some of our countries. What do we do about this?
She spoke before dozens of African leaders Monday at the opening of the African Union Summit in Ethiopia. Anita Palv, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Police in Quebec City, Canada, say one man is in custody following a shooting at a mosque. 6 people were killed and 8 wounded late Sunday in the shooting, which was condemned by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Make no mistake, this was a terrorist attack. It was an attack on our most intrinsic and cherished values as Canadians, values of openness, diversity, and freedom of religion.
U.S. President Donald Trump called Mr. Trudeau Monday to offer his condolences. The British government has rejected calls for rescinding an invitation for President Donald Trump to visit the country. Opposition to the visit arose after the president's recent order banning some immigration. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson told Parliament Monday that Mr. Trump's order is, in his words, divisive, discriminatory, and wrong. But he rebuffed calls to cancel Mr. Trump's visit.
The incoming president of our closest and most important ally should be accorded the honor of a state visit. That's supported by this government, and the invitation has been extended by Her Majesty the Queen quite properly.
Prime Minister Theresa May also said Monday that the Trump visit to Britain will go forward. There are reports that as many as 7 people were killed Monday in renewed violence in Ukraine's separatist eastern region. Fighting has increased over the last several days between government forces and Russian-backed rebels. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko urged German Chancellor Angela Merkel to step up economic sanctions on Russia. He cut short a visit to Germany when violence broke out. Belgium has sent airport bombing suspect Mohamed Abrini to France to face charges in connection with the 2015 Paris terrorist attacks. Abrini was turned over to the French for a day to be indicted in the gun and bomb attacks that killed 130 people on November 13, 2015, 2 days before the assault. Surveillance cameras showed Abrini at a gas station with Salah Abdussalam, who is believed to be the only survivor of the attack. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.